This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it was Patrick Henry that rightly said, this is the guy that said, give me liberty or give me death during the foundation of our country through the Revolutionary War. He said that when men forget God, tyrants forge their chains. And isn't it absolutely amazing to you how in America, the freest nation on this globe tolerates the crimes of those that mean to forge their chains? I don't, for the life of me, understand it at all. What we're going to be talking about today is because I want to magnify the justice of God. And I want to show you history, because history and the history of tyrants and nations, I want to show you the one thing that tyrants forget. And for some reason, tyrants keep this out of sight and out of mind. They don't want to see the justice of God. They think that God has forgotten their crimes. But what they don't realize until it's too late is there's always an answer back from heaven. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Not too long ago, we were watching a program. I love documentaries on Pat Tillman. And to be honest with you, Pat Tillman, what he did was honorable. There's no getting away from it. But if you look to his parents as to how they raised Pat Tillman, he was raised in a godless situation. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Well, going from the time that he was born, fast forward to the time that he was killed overseas, mysteriously, friends, it was a calling card is what it was, by using his death. Interestingly enough, Pat Tillman, during his funeral, his brother was talking to the crowd. And they were having a ceremony for Pat Tillman and showing honor and thanking Pat for his sacrifice for the freedoms in which we have. And all rightly so, friends. But, of course, there was the priest and there was the minister there that was talking about how he's going to be in heaven and this, that, and the other thing. Well, his brother got up and is as tactless as he could be. He started talking about effing this and effing that. And Pat never believed in none of this effing stuff. And I said to myself, well, he does now. You can go ahead and kick up against the stones all that you will. You go ahead and live your life the way that you will without God. But you can rest assured, when you pass from this life into the next life, I don't care what someone says that you believe concerning the things of God. Because I guarantee you, the one that just passed just found out that he was wrong. And he knows within himself he's wrong anyways for the way that he lived, warring against God. I mean, it reminds me of Voltaire, who spent his whole life kicking up against the things of God. He said he was going to take 12 stinking fishermen, the disciples of Christ, and make them a thing of the past. This is history. This isn't going to go on. It's interesting because his midwife, during the time that he was dying, and a housekeeper that were present during the time that he was departing from this life into the next one, recorded that Voltaire began to cry out for a preacher at the end of his life. And of course, all of his good buddies, all those atheists, you know, it's the oldest sin in the book, by the way, it's idolatry. They want to live their own way. And that's why dictators use atheism, because they want to be put in the place of God. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. But it's interesting, Voltaire, who spent his whole life trying to convince everybody else that God isn't. Isn't it interesting? Atheists want to prove to you that God isn't. And they spend their time, their energy, and their lives trying to prove to you that he is not in a struggle between him and his God. You know, if there was no God, there would be no atheist, said Chesterton. He's right. And Psalm 14 tells us the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. He is a fool. No question about it. Because they again want to take the place of God. They want to live their own godless lifestyles. That is until it's too late. But you know what's interesting about Voltaire? When he started to cry out for a preacher, of course his atheist buddies, they wouldn't get him a preacher. Eyewitnesses said it was as if Voltaire was falling into the flames of hell right before their eyes. Right before their eyes. You know, regardless of what people say about the things of God, I'm here to tell you in this life, he is who he says he is. Because I know him in promise. I know him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through the manifestation of his word and by his Holy Ghost. I know it to be a fact. And you're a fool for your pains to try to take out what God put in me. No devil in hell can take out of me what God put in me. Rest assured. You know, it's also interesting to note that Voltaire's home today is used to produce the King James Bible. And it's interesting how, speaking of tyrants, how on a daily basis, in a weekly basis, 24/7, let's say it that way, in a yearly basis, we hear about the crimes of corruption. Tyrants, dictators, arbitrary governments, demigods. We hear about it. And the media magnifies their crime, and they continuously reassure the American people, and on a global scale, whatever prospective country that they live in, that there's absolutely nothing that you can do about the crimes of the corrupt politicians. And I'm here to tell you that that's just not true. I'm here to tell you today, I'm going to show you that there were those that wanted to go ahead and try their best, like that of Mussolini, when he said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Mussolini, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. How many politicians do you see doing the same exact thing? God, if you're there, strike me dead. Or, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the rich man that ended up in hell. And it reminds me of how he didn't believe neither. And then all of a sudden, when he passed from this life into the next life, he sought Abraham to go warn his brothers in their household concerning that this place is real. Now keep in mind, hell is the consequence of sin unrepented of towards God's moral law, towards heaven. And do you remember what the Lord said back to him? He said, if they won't hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Did you hear what I said? I propose today, America, that what we do is we go back to history and we study what our forefathers did to push the date up on concerning those corrupt tyrants that want to violate law in our time. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to jump online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to my Facebook account, which we have. Let me jump over there really quick. Bradley Dean Double E on my Facebook account. And I just want to let you know where we're at, because this offers hope to people that hear hope and respond to the hope, they respond to the truth, which offers hope. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, right? Well, that's a fact. AccuJack. We have 621,000 people following on Sons of Liberty Radio. And we have, out of that bunch, about 588,000 active followers. So in saying that, that should be an encouragement right there that, listen, God doesn't use a majority to prevail. He uses a minority, because that no flesh should glory in his presence. In other words, when you look at Gideon, you look at the prophets of old, God always used a small minority that they wouldn't glory in his presence. So God will get his glory. And if you look to our forefathers, you can see that during the Revolutionary War, less than 3% of the population was being used to establish what we have today. That is Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E. Join the gang. You can also jump on our Twitter account for what it's worth. And that is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, right before the break, we were talking about how, on a global scale, the media has you magnifying the crimes of politicians, magnifying the crimes of tyrant wannabes and dictators and demigods and arbitrary government. Because when they operate arbitrarily, friends, keep in mind, they are calling themselves the law, like it or not. They really are. And they are not. They're simply trying trying to usurp the throne of God, which doesn't work. And that's what tyrants haven't learned. I just shared with you during the first segment, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. You know, many people talk about what needs to be done in this country. You've been seeing a post just recently talking about they're sick and tired of seeing the crimes of the politicians, but we're not seeing them in handcuffs. No, it's because they're protecting their own. America, do you know that no one has been properly impeached, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, since the Civil War? See, America, what it comes back to is the fact that you're tolerating their crimes. And if you're sick and tired of waiting for Donald Trump to bring forth that special prosecutor to actually charge and indict the likes of Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, and so on and so forth, draining the swamp, right? We're hearing a lot about that today. Hey, folks, you don't need to wait for the president. Just America, remember that you are the strength of the Constitution, and your willingness to enforce the laws of our enumerated laws found in that Constitution is all it takes. If the president doesn't want to move, America, you move. If Congress doesn't want to move, you move. If the representatives don't want to move or Senate doesn't want to move, you move. If the judicial system, folks, in the United States of America doesn't want to do what they swore that they would do, then remove them. Read Article 3, Section 1. It's up to us. This is our country. And friends, I've said this to you a million and a half times. Government is a reflection of who we are. Government's a reflection of what we allow them to do. And if we allow them to do it, we're the ones that are derelict of duty here. And we're the ones responsible. I shared with you the other day, which one is a criminal in the sight of God? The one that commits the crime or the person that stands back and watches them commit the crime? Exactly. Both of them. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Friends, we're to look out for our brothers, right? We're our brother's keeper. So it works both ways. And yes, there's a proper balance. But again, for the life of me, I don't understand why people just stand back and tolerate crime in their government. I'm going to go over some headlines real quick here. And by the way, if you want to call in, do call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Andrew Jackson nailed it. He was spot on. The seventh president of the United States of America, when he said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Amen. And we are a constitutional republic based on that Bible. Read the end of the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read that which proceeded through our forefathers' forefathers concerning the Mayflower Compact. Right? And if anybody just thought to themselves, well, what about the Articles of Confederation? Well, that was the Constitution that was temporary to hold the colonies together to get it to where we're at today. Just saying. Just saying. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Sharia USA. Court rules residents can't mention Islam or Muslim at public hearing. Friends, I want you to listen carefully to me. Regardless of where I'm at on a public, in the public's eye, or even in the eyes of the public, I can say it both ways. I can tell you right now that no judge in this country, no representative, no cop, no corrupt official, let's just bring it there, in this country is going to tell me what I cannot lawfully speak of. Isn't it interesting how we're continuously seeing today, it's not the homosexuals anymore, but they're hand in glove, they're probably starting to figure out how they're being used now. A little behind the eight ball, but I told you 6 years before it took place. See, and you wanted to attack me for telling you the truth. But folks, what are we seeing today? If you want to find out who means to rule over you, find out what you can't speak of. America, Sharia, USA, court rules residents can't mention Islam or Muslim at public hearing. Really? I'm trying to figure out where they derive that authority from. That's on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have in Russia, four dead in courthouse shootout after Muslim tries to grab guns from officers and takes hostages. Huh. This is on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Isn't this interesting? Deportation didn't work. 20-time deportee allegedly rapes 65-year-old woman after moving to a sanctuary city. And folks, we highlighted that, I believe it was either on Monday or on Tuesday. Do forgive me if I'm off on the date. You know, it's also interesting to note, just this morning, I seen that there was a brand new one. A previously deported illegal accused an attempted rape of an 89-year-old woman. These are some sick-minded individuals. And what are we to do with them? We're to deliver them up to the judge of all the earth, is what we're called to do. Not to give him three squares a day, not to bring him in our country and to educate him and to give him a degree and introduce him to other felons that want to destroy along with him. No. We're to deliver them up. I spent time on Monday speaking to you, friends, as to what happens to you if you go into Mexico illegally. It's not good. The reason you are the brightest light on the planet is because you are a Christian nation, which is fading quickly. And what we do in this country is we establish the Mosaic Institution, which we are based off of. In this country, we don't tolerate crime. And if people understand the sacrifice that's been given for our freedoms, they really don't tolerate crime. And there's a whole lot of people out there that have no idea as to what I just said. Here, let me say it this way. If you go to any veteran memorial and you begin to desecrate the headstones of the fallen that fought blood and died for the freedoms in which we have today, people are going to be very angry and you're probably going to lose your life in the attempt. See, but in America today, because of their ignorance, they've been dummied down and desensitized, Hosea 4:6. Now they go ahead and just roll over in the face of tyranny at every level. I mean, as if to suggest the president or representatives or corrupt judges, they have a right to go ahead and desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give them the privilege to be there. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the news is telling us that Trump administration cracks down and cuts funding to sanctuary cities. See, but what's running antithetical or in contrast to that, stark contrast, is the fact if you look at the statistics on the DOD, you'll find out that under Donald Trump, it has doubled the increase of illegals coming into America. I'm just telling you the facts, friends. I'm putting the truth up. I'm showing you the straight stick laid to the deviated one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, could Nancy Pelosi soon be the Speaker of the House? Really, America? Really? I mean, folks, I got to tell you, this is on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, but I got to tell you, I can't stand headlines like that. I just really can't. Because America, it shows you the toleration of corruption at the lowest and the basest form, namely Nancy Pelosi. Folks, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, YouTube takes controversial steps to censor non-leftists. Folks, this is illegal, just sharing with you. Former NSC official, everything the president wants to do, McMaster opposes. Well, then why doesn't the president bring forth that internal fortitude and begin to deal with corruption in his own administration? But that's right, he forgot about Hillary and Obama, didn't he?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help." Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, you know, I was talking about on the last segment, right before the break, how they have this, just to show you how it's condemned in the North and then promoted in the South, and just to expose what's going on here again, we're finding that, you know, Donald Trump's new man, McMaster, he opposes everything the president wants to do. Well, let me ask you something, America. Isn't he the apprentice? Isn't he the guy that says, "You're fired"? You know, it's interesting. The guy that he just hired is firing anybody that will deal with the Muslims in the United States of America. McMaster fires another top counter jihad official at National Security Council, NSA, or NSC. Why? America, you got to pay attention to the sleight of hand. You got to quit taking things for face value. They're trying to put Donald in a good light to put you to sleep. So the Bible tells us the enemy sowed tares while men slept. America's back to sleep again. Just ask me. Folks doing events across the country, tea parties. Man, you want to talk about busy, busy, busy? The last, during the Obama administration, the criminal foreign sodomite himself? I mean, we were busy, busy, busy. You know how many tea parties have fallen down to the ground? There's nothing left. You want to know why? Because people don't pay attention to the fact that they're being played like a deck of cards. I just gave you two different headlines that completely counter each other. I mean, folks, is Donald Trump the president of the United States of America? I mean, this is the same guy that, friends, not too long ago, speaking of Donald Trump, who was complaining about, well, if this was Hillary Clinton, you know, and look at my son has done. He hasn't done anything compared to Hillary Clinton. He acts as if he's not the president of the United States of America. He acts as if he doesn't have the authority to drop the hammer on the crime. And furthermore, when you take that a step further, we're also talking about the same Donald Trump that promised a special prosecutor that has failed to do so. When is that going to happen, America? And again, that would have been the surest sign that he was a good guy, that he was the real deal. He has done nothing. He has done nothing but add strength to tyranny by giving them a free hand to continuously commit crimes against we the people, committing the act of treason. And what does he do?
Well, you know, if this is Hillary Clinton, you know, she went and did it. You know, my son does this, and, you know, he gets all this flack.
It's like, wait a second, Donald, you're the president. I mean, really, is anybody paying attention to this? And I know all of you Trumpites out there, no matter what he does, I mean, he is just the man. I mean, I see your post all day long, and I am sitting here chuckling at the stupidity of the people in this country that don't want to call it for the way it is. And the reason you do that is because you just want to go back to sleep. You just want to go ahead and lay to your posterity the same things tyrants and corrupt politicians are laying to your sons and daughters, right? Yes, that's right. You know, I got a quote here right here from Felix Frankfurter. He was a U.S. Supreme Court justice. He said the real rulers in Washington are invisible and exercise power from behind the scenes. But America knows that. They know about the Bilderbergers. They know about the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all these other corrupt organizations. You know what? And they surely know how to talk about them, but they don't know how to do anything about it, do they? No, nope, they sure don't. They sure don't. So the former NSC official, everything the president wants to do, McMaster opposes. The headline above that on sonsoflibertymedia.com is McMaster fires another top counter jihad official at National Security Council. Why would they do that? I mean, as if to suggest now the president doesn't see McMaster's doing this. I mean, this is almost like the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, acting as if he doesn't know anything about Paul Ryan in his act of treason by giving everything to Barack Hussein Obama that he wanted before he left. But he's still there. And America stands back and throws their hands up in the air and says, well, you know, if Donald doesn't do it, who can? You can. You know, another article right here, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's time to get rid of the fake Republicans. No, it's time to charge politicians, it's time to charge them with their crimes against we the people. Not to get a letter of resignation and say, see, you wouldn't want to be ya. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. No, it's time to take them, each one of them, not just drain the swamp, but actually deal with each and every one of them according to the rule of law that Donald Trump promised that he'd bring back into this society. Our culture into America. And by the way, he has done nothing. He has done absolutely nothing. You know, I wanted to say to you, we were talking about earlier during the first segment that, you know, what we need in this country is justice and judgment, which guards our liberties. Yes, we do. No question about it. And if the politicians aren't going to do their jobs, because keep in mind, all of those good Republicans that were in there during Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration, not a one of them, not one, drew up the articles of impeachment. Not a one. That's how good they are, America. That's how good they are. Not a one of them did their job. But I'll tell you what, the conservatives had you loving on some of these guys, didn't they? Some of these conservative talking heads, man, they had you loving on the guys they liked, and they had you angry with the guys that they didn't like. You see who the standard is there? We have Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. He said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. We're talking about corruption within the United States of America. Why don't we push judgment date up in the natural? Don't wait for them to destroy our country at length, like some of these senators, you know, 15, 30, 40 years in the same position, destroying our country year after year, creating thousands of policies that are unlawful, laid on the backs of their constituents who they don't work for. I mean, so we got to quit pretending like they actually work for us. Friends, they're actors. Just so you know, they're actors. And instead of waiting for, again, the President of the United States of America to keep his promise, which he's not going to keep, why don't you keep yours to God? Read Deuteronomy 4 when you get a moment. I mean, the people that stood back and watched the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini destroy their country, keep in mind he promised them everything, until their country was completely destroyed, the population was completely brought to nothing practically, before the people figured out he was the problem. But dictator Benito Mussolini raised his hand. God, if you're there, strike me dead. Many years later, God accommodated when Mussolini and his mistress, the woman that he was cheating on with, were condemned to death. Mussolini said, "Let me save my life and I will give you an empire." An empire he didn't have. Then Mussolini began shouting, "No, no." They were both executed along with the main members of his cabinet on April 29th, 1945. Their bodies were savagely beaten, then hung upside down at an Esso gas station in the Plazel Loreto in Milan. See, it took the people of Italy to figure out who the problem was. And keep in mind, Mussolini, too, by the way, friends, was also the guy that controlled all of the newspapers. If you didn't know, same thing with Adolf Hitler. He controlled the newspapers. You know, Joseph Goebbels, as a matter of fact, said, "Think of the press as a great keyboard on which the government can play." Are you listening to history, America? Because it's repeating itself today. Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister under, again, Adolf Hitler, said propaganda works best when those who are being manipulated are confident that they are acting on their own free will. Jeez. Woo! You know, I think of Joseph Mengele. That monster that worked concerning the regime of Adolf Hitler, too. He said, "The more we do to the people, the less they believe it's us doing it." Well, we are in that time today. We are in that time today. The more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. Who else is doing it in America? I've already highlighted it. I've shown to you a million different ways as to who the responsible party is. And by the way, it's not government. Though they are a part of the problem, no question about it. The government is the apple that doesn't fall too far from the tree. The corrupt tree of the people that tolerate the crime. Yeah. But see, in Italy, it took the people a whole lot of pain and suffering and bloodshed to figure out that they should have dealt with Mussolini long before they did. See, what happens is men wickedly depart from God and His laws by following men who claim to be something that they are not. Simply because men fail to judge them by their fruit again, they are then led away through deception, and millions of people are slaughtered through contrived wars. We've talked about that, and nations are destroyed. Remember what I said during the first segment? Patrick Henry said that when men forget God, tyrants forge their chains. I mean, I highlighted, friends, I highlighted for you that they're considering Nancy Pelosi to be the Speaker of the House, which isn't too far from what you've already tolerated, namely Paul Ryan. I seen him at the RNC in Tampa Bay. What a narcissist, friends. It took him no discipline to get there whatsoever. And it was handed to him. Nancy Pelosi
Could she become the next Speaker of the House? This is the language of the American people that are going to learn the hard way unless you learn the lessons of the past. The greatest way to predict the future is to look to the past, America, and look to the Word of God. Prevention is better than cure. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. I'm a son of Liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day, and this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad tells the truth.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. What do you listen to? Do you listen to Prevention is Better Than Cure? I mean, there's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads and they have these cars that would go over the end of the cliff and they would crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon, a concerned committee got together and said, we need to fix the problem. You know what their remedy was, America? They put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And you go ahead and laugh all you want, but it's the mentality that you've taken on. You know, instead of just placing the posts, the posted sign of God's moral law, by them thy servant is warned, Psalm 19:11. No, they said, let's remove the sign. Let's create bureaucracy and destroy ourselves. But in the meantime, we can make a lot of money off the stupidity of the people. You know, I give that analogy when I do public schools and colleges. You know, the young people know that prevention is better than cure. You know, I was talking about Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, who raised his arm and said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. And then I gave you the account of how the people in Italy dealt with him after the country was destroyed and hundreds of thousands were murdered fighting off his political enemies that he created. And then I shared with you that men wickedly depart from God and his laws. And see, you know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, those that forsake the law
praise the wicked. And it also tells us that evil men understand not judgment. And when I'm reading the book of Jeremiah 1 through 12, chapter 1 through 12, three times in a row, I kept hearing the same things over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. They forsook my law. They know not the judgment of God. Destruction cometh. And it did. And so, history, in recent history, even going back and even to the present, teaches us the same thing. You know, before taking down a fence, America, you need to know why it was put up. And the last thing you want to do is remove the fences. You've allowed it by allowing corruption, namely in the courts, to remove the stop signs that preserve life. By them thy servant is warned. And because there's no law posted in the faces of the American people any longer, you still have your Bible, though. You know, there's enough dust on some of your Bibles, friends, you could actually write damnation on them. But it's interesting to note, there's enough law in this country to still get back to the Creator, because it always points back to the moral law of God. But when you do away with that, look, you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. No longer are they sinners, now they are whatever the state wants them to be so they can make money off of them too. But again, friends, look what happens. Men wickedly depart from God and his laws by following men who claim to be something they are not. Here, it's right there. Men wickedly depart from God and his laws by following men. Nowhere are we commanded to follow men. Hey, by the way, all you Trumpites, even Donald said that 2 weeks ago. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. Even though he blurted it out in his confusion, or he told you what you wanted to hear once again, is he agrees to the decision of the corrupt Supreme Court concerning those things that God condemns. Boy, he says one thing, but he does the opposite. Again, I mean, the guy acts like someone else is in control when he's the president of the United States of America. But don't forget about, you know, when criminal Bill Clinton, when asked about the government, he said there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. Yep. And I'm going to tell you whose it is. It is the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's either going to bless you or he's going to curse you, and he gave you the option to respond, and you have been given a dispensation to respond to one or the other. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. So again, we have men wickedly departing from God. How? And his laws, by following men who claim to be something they are not. And again, simply because men fail to judge them by their fruit, they are then led away through deception. Millions and millions of people are slaughtered through contrived wars. Nations are destroyed. And this, of course, occurs because that people that should know better neglect duty through apathy and blindly follow their leader because they don't want to think for themselves. Men tempt God by allowing tyrants to take the helm and steer into history destruction. These same men wish would have never been allowed to do so. They then return to God, and they return to the God that they wish they would have never departed from in the first place. Read Leviticus 26, 40 through 46. And speaking of the tyrants, they know that God is who he says he is, because he's the one, like I said earlier, friends, concerning the atheists, that they feebly make war against. Read James 2:19. And don't tell me how the atheist doesn't believe God. He believes. He doesn't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if he stands in front of one, right? It's the same thing in spiritual matters, friends. It will manifest. You know, it's interesting. The devils believe and tremble. So it shows you how debased an atheist is. Napoleon Bonaparte said the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 2:5. Read it when you get a moment. That's not the scripture, but it counters scripture. And I'm sorry, it agrees with scripture. Forgive me. For example, let me give this to you really quick. Just to show you history, for those that say they don't believe, it doesn't matter if you believe.
Here, I want to give you history. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but was drowned himself. Sultan Bajet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage that he intended for Tamerlane. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians soon after a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Valiens caused about 80,000 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burned alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where he was burned alive. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. You play with fire, you get burned. My daddy watches over his kids. Touch not mine anointed. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. This is the power of God unto salvation. He's the horn of our salvation. He has us hidden under the shadow of His Almighty. His holy angels are encamped around the righteous, driving out His enemies into dark, slippery places. Don't tell me He's not who He is, says He is. He is. And He's not changed. When Fallon was asked how the starving population was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." Afterwards, the people, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with, guess what, friends? Grass. See, what's happening in America, listen to me. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, but let it be done in righteousness, in a lawful manner. Here at Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist, and Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. In the summer of AD 39, Antipas' money and his territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were sent to exile, and Antipas died miserably. Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate fell under misfortune in the reign of Caligula, AD 37 through 41, was sent to exile to Gaul, and eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. Did you hear about that? Of course not. Of course not. Read the Fox's Book of Martyrs. You'll see it. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in AD 70. About 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, to the number of 1,100,000, besides those Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee. Going to the government during that time, the vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. And you see that happening today. Being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek King of Glory, the Son of God, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusings. For as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were almost destroyed and the whole city was horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. So friends, do we want to tempt the justice? Do we want to dare the justice of God? Absolutely not. And the way to do that, friends, is to deal with the corruption. And it's for us to do that. Nobody else. So quit complaining about corruption in the church and in government. Quit complaining about corruption within yourself. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's where you want to start, and let the Holy Ghost bear in you what He wills to bring forth good works thereafter. Though we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, keep in mind He creates us for good works after He redeems us from all iniquity. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon. See ya.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tyler, time to go for- our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.